What is up, everybody? We are back for season 2, episode 24 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Our seniors over at Law and Foreign are doing all sorts of different internships, so today we have four of our very own here in the bids office on the podcast. As always, we'll lead with some news and sports before we get into our interviews. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. We want to welcome Nadine Macklin to the district. She was recently named as our PPS Elementary Supervisor, specifically serving as Special Education Elementary Supervisor. Nadine has built her 22-year professional career with experience at every level of educational practice in special education as a teacher, coach, compliance, and district-level administrator. Mrs. Macklin will fill in the position of retiring Andrea Giannatasio and is expected to begin her post in Milford on July 1st, 2024. The Mayor's Youth Award winners were recently announced. Congratulations to elementary winner Megan Daniels, middle school winner Nijay Johnson, high school winner Sia Patil, and our group winner, The Giving Table from Foreign High School. Our podcast website is officially here. You can find it at www.milfordhead.org/podcast. It really came out great. We have our past episodes embedded in. Be sure to check it out. Last but certainly not least, Oyster Fest will be on August 17th this summer. This year's concert will feature Little Feat and Living Color. All right, that's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. Foreign's boys lacrosse team is riding a 7-game winning streak. That's good for a 10-4 record on the season. They're most recently coming off an 18-1 win over Wilbur Cross and will look to earn their 8th straight win when they hit the road to take on Notre Dame West Haven next Tuesday at 5:45 p.m. Foreign's girls lacrosse team is now 12-1 on the season. They have now won 11 straight games after grabbing a 19-13 win over Lyman Hall. They will look to continue making some noise tomorrow morning at home against Stratford at 9:30. Jonathan Law's softball team is sitting at 11-6 on the year after a 14-3 win over West Haven. Next up on the schedule for them is a road game at North Haven Monday the 13th at 5:30 p.m. Foreign's softball team is 11-7 on the season. They are on a 3-game winning streak after beating Hand 5-0. They also return Monday the 13th at home against Lyman Hall, which will take place at 3:45 p.m. That same day on Monday the 13th, Foreign's baseball team will also look to capitalize on a 3-game winning streak when they head to Shelton for a 7 p.m. game under the lights. They're coming off an 8-1 victory over Hamden. The Lions baseball team is now a stellar 10-7 on the year, certainly a team to start keeping an eye on. That's all we have for sports today. There are a lot of teams on winning streaks right now, so we wish them all nothing but the best of luck. Stay tuned for a Parsons Perks Joke of the Day coming up next. We are back for another Parsons Perks Joke of the Day. I am here with Mia. Why don't we get straight to that joke?
What do you call an explosive monkey?
What do you call an explosive monkey? I don't know. What is it?
A baboom.
Baboom. All right. Parsons Perks Joke of the Day. I am here with our senior interns from Foreign and Law, and they chose to work in our business and instructional digital services department this spring. Guys, how's your experience been going so far?
Yeah, so our experience has been going really well so far this year. We've done a lot of new things that we haven't really been able to experience at our high school, like setting up access points and setting up our esports teams at both the high schools. And I think it's been very beneficial and educational so far, and we've learned a lot more than we probably would have staying at the school.
Yeah, going off what he said, with all the people here, we get to follow them and see what they do in their daily jobs, and we get to see how the real world of IT is, and it really helps to change just because we initially saw like a simple just fixing things view of IT, and now we get to go to different locations, do different stuff that we never even had seen before.
So following up on that, there are also times where we go one-on-one with certain IT professionals. For example, I went with Danny for multiple different site visits, and I learned a lot about networking and how data moves through the different OSI model. And it is very cool and also very informational to do these things because it's one thing to hear it as a lecture, but doing it is very different and also help. And it's also helping me discover what I want to do in CompSci.
My internship with the Parsons IT has been very well so far. I'd say that I got to learn a lot more about the IT life and how the internship works. We went around to different schools. We got to see what it was like, fix some network issues. The other day, we actually played with Nintendo Switches, which I've never done before, and that was super cool. So overall, it's been a very good experience.
So why Parsons? What made you want to intern in the bids department?
So the reason I think most of us probably interned here was because we were part of the help desk program over at Johnson Law High School. And I know for me personally, I had an open fifth period slot for the entire year, and I was looking for something kind of related to computer science to fill that time and get some experience. And so my counselor recommended the help desk at our school, and I did that for the year. And then when internship rolled around, I interviewed to be here with Parsons since we had been working with them all year, and that's kind of how I ended up here.
So I went with Parsons because of the promise of not just the fixing aspects of IT, but how many different things that we'd be able to do and see following the techs around to the schools and seeing, A, just the schools, because I hadn't seen some of them, and then seeing what they would do, how the different schools worked, and how they all mingled together into one big department and district, and seeing how it worked.
The reason I interned at the office is basically because I would get more exposure to different and varying fields of comp sci, because IT in itself is also one field that can spread into multiple different things like networking and cybersecurity. And this has been a really informational way to just understand what I want to do in comp sci, because at this point, I still don't know what I want to do within the comp sci field, but this has helped me deduce what I want to do so far.
I actually heard about this opportunity from Danny a few months ago. I wasn't really thinking about going for an internship at the time, but as the season came around, I was seriously considering it, and now here I am. And really, I guess what I wanted to see was what it would be like to be in that office setting, to see how it would to go around to different schools and the like. And yeah, I'd say that was it.
So you guys graduate in June. We're all excited to see you walk across that stage. What do you have planned for the next chapter of your life after high school?
So I'm going to be attending a four-year college, Central Connecticut State University, and I'm going to be going through their computer science honors course, and hopefully maybe getting a minor in math as well. And I'm probably going to look for a field in software engineering or something similar, unless I switch my field.
All right, so I personally will be headed down to the warm land of Florida to attend the University of Central Florida for their information technology major. I hope to go into that field because this the help desk program and the internship really ignited a love for IT that I never would have even thought I could have. So it really showed me what I was truly passionate about.
My next chapter of life is I will be completing a four-year degree at RPI, which stands for Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. I don't really know as in terms of a career what I want to do outside of RPI, but I am very excited now that they have access to a quantum computer. So it is going to be exciting to experiment and test with that, because they're allowing the freshmen of the class of 2028 to be the first ones to be hands-on with the quantum computer, which is very exciting, and it opens up a new opportunity to just see what I can do.
After high school, I plan to go to Purdue for computer science. After that, I don't know what I will be doing, but hopefully at my time during Purdue, I will get to learn a lot more about the subject through whether it be IT, programming, developing, and the like. But yeah, I'd say I'm very excited for the future.
We're all wishing you guys the best of luck. Thank you for coming on the podcast. That's all we have for today's episode. We've still got some great episodes to look forward to, so be sure to continue tuning in for our most prevailing stories to date.